success on short ovals, but you know, at least finally we could say pretty good success here at the 500. But yeah, bittersweet ending. But man, what a good race!
You said on TV you're tearing up coming in after the race.
Yeah, I mean, all those yellow flags, seeing our position of the car and how good we were. I mean, we had it at the end there, so definitely, you know, picturing it. And man, we gave it our all in those last, I think it was about 15 to go. I mean, we turned it up, and I was just hanging on for dear life, trying to get something out of it. But those two lap cars just came in and kind of ruined the fun for us and chose this winner. That's just kind of how this track goes.
All right, we'll open up questions for David. Again, raise your hand. Let's go with Ben here in the front row, and then Madeline. Let's go with Wolfgang after that.
Hey, David, congratulations. Obviously, it's bittersweet, but what does this result do for you guys kind of going forward for the rest of the season?
It's very good. I mean, got to look at it from a positive standpoint. The guys did an incredible job from start to finish, and that's not speaking about the race. It's speaking about this month. As soon as we unloaded the car, we've put the car in the right direction, and I've always never kind of took a blind side. Our path was clear, and it kind of led to getting to this P3 finish, and that comes down to them. I mean, it was from the engineers and the mechanics, just an incredible job, and I think we needed it. You know, I think if I look at it from the championship standpoint and the season as a whole, we got a little bit of a rough start, so I think this has been a very good month for us to boost the morale and lead us for the rest of the season.
Wolfgang.
David, over here. I think your team has a technical cooperation, alliance, whatever you call it, with Penske. I think your team has a technical cooperation or alliance with Penske. Is it fair to say that maybe your car are nearly identical like the Penske cars?
No, I don't think it's fair. I think it's an AJ Foyt car. I mean, those are the guys that are working on it, and it's the AJ Foyt team. So, you know, all the credit goes to AJ Foyt, and that's what I'm driving. That's what's on my suit.
Jack?
David, does it feel like this has been a bit of a breakthrough event for you, or do you just feel like this is the kind of the best car you've had so far at the Speedway, and maybe that's the kind of explanation for the result today?
I think, I mean, it's for sure. I think it's a little bit of a breakthrough. This is, you know, third time here, but kind of three and a half seasons, fourth season. I don't know how you put that, but I mean, I've definitely matured a lot since the last time I've been around here. But I think on top of all of it, it's an incredible car. You know, I think we've always had the maximum success that we could out of the cars, but I mean, everything lined up for us, from the team to the guys, everybody just
audio
did it.
De Malucas.
Go ahead, sir.
Ben Scobie, Trinity Echo. Do you think that the yellow flag at the end kind of threw you off a little bit?
I mean, not really. I think we all kind of... Are you talking about the one right at the end, like the checkered flag?
Yes, sir.
No, because that was like we were coming out of turn four, so there wasn't really much left to it at the end there. I mean, that was kind of... It was going to be the end, but... Yeah, it was more leading up before that when we filtered back out after the last pit stop is where things kind of got out of our hand, where the two lappers came in and Polo was able to just time a run and snake behind them and able to take their toe and obviously get his lucky win there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right behind you there.
James Krause, Journal Gazette. The start to this race was sort of all over the place. You had the delay, you had the McLaughlin crash before you went, started recording laps. You've recorded some laps under yellow. You have the Andretti crash. You have rain. How hard is it to get into a rhythm, especially for a 500-mile race with that kind of a start? And when did you finally feel that you and in general, most of these guys started to settle in?
Yeah, actually, I think the rain delay in the beginning helped us. We were having some fitting issues, so that rain delay kind of gave us time to get things sorted out. But after that point, man, before the race even started, I had to pee so bad. And all these delays, it just made it so much worse. I just kept thinking about it. And then finally, the green flag dropped, so I was able to focus on the race. And immediately, it was caution again. So I'm like, man, we need to just go. I'm going to piss myself in this car. So, yeah.
I love the honesty. That's good.
Thank you.
Jack?
Don't really know how to follow that.
Yeah.
Can you maybe put into words what it means to you to have this result today, just in terms of everything that you've gone through over the past sort of 2 years? You know, the journey that you've been on has been pretty incredible. And I imagine, you know, today feels like a turning point, or just at least, you know, something really good to happen to you after a pretty difficult time.
Yeah. I mean, this past year that I've had has been the toughest year, I think, my life, really. It was a lot of different emotions, roller coasters. And if I look back 1 year ago today, I mean, I wasn't even in an IndyCar anymore. I didn't have a left hand, and I was up here in the media center just being a fan. And now, as I could say 1 year later, that I'm back in the 500, and not just back, but I'm fighting for the win, which was it's incredible to say. And it's been an insane year. I mean, it's always going to be a year of maturity for me. I've aged. Well, that was a year. I feel like I've aged 10. So everything happens for a reason, and I've taken all this knowledge and everything I've learned in this past year and hardships, and going to put into more success in the future.
Got time for one more for David.
David, kind of talk through from a team standpoint. Santino kind of started off the month pretty slow, trying to find that balance in the car. You were pretty solid all month long. Kind of talk through how two top tens kind of builds up morale for the team.
Yeah, like I said, I think from a season as a whole, we've had so many unfortunate events, and you know they tend to topple, and morale is such a big deal when it comes to team unity and having performance out of it. And we were just in a very unfortunate spot, and things just kept not really going in our favor, and it was really kind of putting everybody down. But this month was very, very necessary for us. If we just look outside of the 500 and the championship, we really needed this, and I think it's going to be a big turning point for the team and for everybody. You know, that we can be there and things can go our way if we just have some luck. So the morale is very high in the team. I mean, even though we still P3, but man, it's an incredible time. So many things can go wrong that race, and everything went forward for us, and the crew did an insane job on the pit stops. The engineers, incredible time, and gave me a great car, and strategists were on point. So a lot of positives to take out of it, and we're going to push it into results for the rest of the season.
And good momentum to the streets of Detroit in a couple of days. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much.
David, congratulations on a third.